This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Yo, what's up? We're back. It's your favorite Ndola-based podcast, your favorite Copper Belt-based podcast, your favorite Zambian-based podcast, your favorite African-based podcast, and in general, your favorite
podcast.
So yeah, guys, season two, you know the vibes, you know the drill, you know the level. We're back, and we're going... So yeah, we did season one. They said we couldn't do it, so we went in. Top of the world, the globe is
spinning.
If you know, you know, we've been on a
mission.
So yeah. So yeah, guys, we're back. Season two. The haters, we're sorry.
You're back.
We're back. Yeah, we're sorry. We couldn't help it. We just had to.
Yeah.
For the fans, the real ones, the day ones, the OGs. Welcome back, guys. So yeah, I would be lying if I told you that I haven't seen you in like what, a minute?
Yeah.
Quite a while.
But yeah, haven't seen you guys long enough to actually like do this. Mm-hmm. So yeah, what's your week been like, bro?
Quite a busy week. Being back in the city means a lot needs to be done. So I've been up and down, been spending time together, met the man a few times, also went and visited Mlengo.
Oh!
Yeah. So, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. How about you,
Maybe just close to what Simba said. It's slightly busy here and there, meeting new guys, and just like trying to learn stuff on my PC and things like that.
How about you, Natasha?
Yeah, it's been busy, tiring, you know, life of a woman, you got chores, babysitting, whatnot, but yeah.
You know, I was having a conversation with one of my female friends the other day.
Yeah.
And I was so thankful that, like, I'm a guy.
Wow.
Because, like, imagine you get up, you have to sweep the house.
And then there's like key to where there's like both load shedding and water issues.
Yeah, so
you have to fetch water, make sure there's always water.
You have to cook, you have to clean after cooking, you have to do dishes. I'm not saying guys don't do this thing, but like there's a certain level that guys and girls do it to. Like me, sweeping is just more like
So what are you trying to say?
No, girls are very necessary. That's what I'm trying to say. My week, down to it, I think it's been more like, I don't know, personal growth, I guess, like the last
what did that involve?
I got into running. Yeah,
funny enough, Shilego was almost against running at the beginning.
Wow, really?
Was I, bro?
Slightly,
like me doing it myself for like people being at the gym.
I think just the idea of running a bit,
bro, the idea of like getting up every day. I think starting is like the hardest part about it.
But
once you get going, it's actually like enjoyable.
I also feel like knowing when to do it, like your comfortability.
Where like you don't like go over.
Yeah, I feel I do it. I do it in the evening.
Morning isn't better.
It depends. The first few times I did it in the morning, but like of late, I think I've been trying. I've been failing to sleep, man. Like I sleep at 3 or 4, and then sleeping at 4, getting up at 6 is a non-start as well. I think the evening has been more friendlier. It's also fun because like there's like a certain level of like it's quieter. I feel in the morning people are going for work, school, they're busy. Yeah. It's just.
But that's why I used to like going on the weekends,
where
almost no one is going to work,
and
it's less busy on the weekend.
Yeah, I feel like the evening, even less people are running in the evening.
Yeah, fair.
I have this competitive thing, like.
You see someone else.
Story. So you know, like when you're in, I think I'm one person that like runs,
mm-hmm.
and then like I'm listening to music, and then I have like a hype
mm-hmm.
playlist that just keeps me going. So yeah, I'm.
It was Outer for me.
Outer.
Yeah.
The song Outer.
There's
okay. I have heard of it. So yeah, I'm there. Like, you know, I'm listening to my hype songs. Like you want to stop, but the song just keeps you. So yeah, man, I'm going. Mm-hmm. Then there's this guy, bro. Goes full on sprinting, man. Like I think he was practicing for some marathon, but like he was sprinting, and then he ran past like four of us, and each one was taking that like different pace, different time. Mm-hmm. Like it was cool. And this guy starts sprinting,
mm-hmm.
and then the guy next to me saw this guy sprint and also starts running. And now in my head, I'm like, I should look slow. Mm-hmm. Like so, I'm like, also getting man. So like I start sprinting with this guy, and now you think it's such a thing where. You're now getting tired because this is not your pace, this is not your idea.
Yeah.
And the guy kept sprinting for like a good 200, 500 meters, man. Like he's just mm-hmm. going. And then, like, I think he got to the point where we were all tired.
Mm-hmm.
And I could hear him panting, but he kept on sprinting.
The same guy?
Yeah, man. Like, I could, because it's sitting like he started like a while back, and I could hear him panting, but like, because everyone was running,
mm-hmm.
he just kept going, man. I'm just there, like, bro, stop, like, for the sake of. But yeah. I think that's been a week.
It's an amazing development, I guess.
Yeah. So yeah, that's that. We also want to share just a few facts about ourselves as a podcast.
Yeah.
For the haters, for the real ones, for the ding ones. Yeah.
Did you share that?
I did.
Life of a Woman. So sounds like a good book title.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Life of a Woman.
I think I'm going to write one.
Life of a Woman, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's Life of a Woman. That's
true. It's like it's like giving too much. You know why the title is almost like, I know what's going to talk about.
I know what's going about. What
so it needs to be like metaphoric.
Maybe.
Like you don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, actually, people don't really know what a woman's life is. Like, okay, you have the outward thingy, but like
mm-hmm.
deep. It's beyond the eyes.
I think you only get to realize how essential having a female presence in a home is
mm-hmm.
when you leave a home mm-hmm. and you die without a female presence in a home.
Mm-hmm.
I think I noticed this like the first few weeks of school
because,
mm-hmm. okay, I grew up with my brothers, like just brothers. So the closest to female presence I've had is like my mom and
yeah.
like
mm-hmm.
cousins here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But there was always like a female presence. And then I started staying with guys.
Yeah.
And then you realize how important females are because
mm-hmm.
there'd be moments where like, the dishes are just stacked up, no one wants to do them.
Mm-hmm.
Like sweeping, like it's just
responsibility. You start looking at each other, who should do it
now? Like I did it last time. You do it, like you do it today.
Yeah.
And the thing with women, like it doesn't matter, you probably like I did it last time. It's always like a day out routine.
I once talked to this female where she was like in the household.
Mm-hmm.
If you go into the kitchen and find something isn't as it should, maybe the dishes are dirty, you should do it, no matter who left the place dirty.
Yeah,
because the mom will shout at the person who found the things dirty and left them.
Real. I think, yeah, real. It's just basic responsibility, like 101.
Yeah.
But that's what I was saying the other day.
Mm-hmm.
If you, if, like, Emmanuel and I ever stayed together,
yep.
there would be that thing for like, I did them last time, you
have to do it.
You could do them, doesn't matter, like, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, back to what we're talking about. Besides our book that's coming out, we'll
uh-huh.
figure out.
Written by Natasha.
We'll figure out, yeah. Written by Natasha.
<It's possibly laughs> produced by pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just get into what we've been up to. You go ahead, yeah.
So I think we would start with our recent developments,
mm-hmm.
like compared
yeah.
to our season one. In fact, like when we focus on our season one, like
mm-hmm.
how it's been our growth in terms of stats,
mm-hmm.
like how much of the deliberate changes we've made into the branding, the colors.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Semba can walk us through the stats.
Okay. So stats, I think the day we dropped the last episode of season one, we were at
1K,
yeah?
1.1,
yeah. And that was a really, really big achievement. And I felt very happy that we actually even achieved a 1K.
Mm-hmm. I think on our Instagram we have like a walkthrough of like the journey.
So yeah. Then came on the Mini. The Mini was quite amazing. And wow, quite a few faces that were there, some familiar, maybe some not. But it was also an amazing experience and hectic experience to
it was really hectic.
Produce the Mini.
I don't know how many times I have to explain the story, but the Mini was crazy.
Not just the edit, not just the recording process, even the editing process, because there was like a lot of noise.
Yeah.
I won't talk about the editing because I didn't do anything, but like coordinating people is so difficult. Yo, but shout out to the people on the Mini, they did the most. You didn't know the process to get there was
something else.
Rocky.
I love the collaboration because personally what I feel we should be doing a lot with the podcast is collaboration.
Yeah.
Like having as many different faces on the podcast as possible and having diverse chats. Most of the time we're confined to like ourselves and then we don't get used to ourselves.
Different opinions.
But with collaboration, we're like growing and penetrating the market. Then different new stuff. So yeah, Riverside, we enjoyed working with it, although it disappointed a few times.
On important occasions.
There's an episode, I think outro, the outro episode for season one, yeah? Wow. So we were recording that like later on. I think we're already at school, so we're busy. So it took a minute, like actually record. Yeah. So what happened is, I think Manu and I were sick and like flu sick. And I feel, I'm not going to lie, flu is like the worst thing to have. Like, flu is definitely the worst because it's the constant, like, you know, So I think we had flu and then we're using Riverside to record that. Bruh, we started at 16. We're closing up at 20 because, like, Riverside kept on, like we get 20 minutes into the episode, it cuts
stops,
off.
Stops, yeah.
The first we went was like 30, cuts off. And then we just had to like, keep going. But yeah, Riverside has helped a lot.
Yeah, shout out to them because it's the best working for that time. I'm sure.
Yeah, like in terms of the if you're not in the same location.
So yeah, Emmanuel mentioned stats. Currently, as at the day of recording, we are at a whooping
1.8K.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about that?
This is, I think it's kind of like a shock because like we just
it's stunning.
We just checked it right now. I think the crazy thing is I think so but Natasha brought up like bringing out stats and men were like wow, our numbers would be like
stagnant
flat out because like we haven't checked. I think the last time I asked you was like a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Quite a lot.
No, before we dropped the bonus
maybe two weeks ago. Close to 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Before you dropped the bonus episode, it's been like, it was like what, maybe 1.45K? And then we check, there's like, because of like the bonus episode, there's like an extra 300 plus listens. Then you're like,
wow.
How?
You guys are actually enjoying us.
No.
Continue sharing, liking.
Continue being the most. Yeah.
Tell your friends to tell their friends to tell their friends.
Yeah. Tell a friend to a friend to a friend to tell an enemy.
Yeah. Make little fishes happy.
Yeah, so at the top of season one, we have Toxic Masculinity and Feminism, episode 3, which is our longest standing episode with the highest number of streams.
Yeah,
279 streams.
It's been the longest for like a minute. And we've been like,
I enjoyed the vibe.
Yeah, shout out Denzel. And then Mika, yeah,
those guys cool. Maybe the second one, which is the first episode. Welcome to Yes and Podcast.
I would expect it. I didn't expect it. Yes.
Then for the Mini, the most streamed episode was the episode we did with Naomi, which fair is enough. An qualified advice.
Stop giving me advice.
Good
shout out.
Yeah, and we did a bonus episode 2 weeks ago, and in 2 weeks, only 2 weeks of the episode being uploaded, we had 73 streams, and is now the 8th most streamed episode on ESN Podcast.
That shows you missed us, guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Geographical distribution. Let's go worldwide. Worldwide, at the top we have Zambia. You guys, most of you guys, with 1,200 streams in Zambia, and then the next country being the US with 200.
Havana, US. Oh yes.
I don't know how they relate. I don't know whether it's nationals or it's Zambians in the diaspora, but I'm quite.
Perhaps. Yeah, it's impressive. Yeah,
these guys are string. Then runner up Brazil.
Mm. I don't know anybody.
Like the shock.
Who's in Brazil?
Who's this saying from Brazil?
86 streams in Brazil.
86?
Yeah.
Is this some VPN or something?
I hope so. But no, I don't hope so. Either way, that's cool. Keep it up, Brazil.
Keep it up.
Let's go, Brazil. Yeah. Say something Brazilian.
Neymar.
Brazilian.
Wait, they're Spanish, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Portuguese. No, I was thinking like they use Portuguese. I don't know.
No, should be Spanish.
Argentina is the one.
Argentina?
They use Portuguese. Okay. That's crazy.
And most of you guys are streaming us from Spotify. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's been about our stats. The highest number of streams we've had at once was on the 27th of September with 129 streams in one day.
Nice.
I'm still in shock.
So, and it's my pleasure and honor to announce that for now on TikTok. So you check out our TikTok. You just see the crazy transitions, the crazy edits by one and only.
Our very own. We'll just let her.
Yeah.
You know, do take the honors. Yeah. The stage is yours.
You guys are weird.
So guys, follow us. Of course, Instagram, you know it's there. TikTok at TSN Podcast. And on Play Store as well.
you know.
If you know, you know.
And the but one, yes. What goal or plans do you have for TikTok? Or like, how do you are a creative, and for the longest we've known you as a TikTok person. You're very creative.
CapCut,
it was part of her resume.
What's your goal? What do you
how to
where do you see yes and
where do you see us?
Yes and podcast. Yes and podcast. I see it being one of the like podcasts in Zambia, most what you'd listened to as well, because okay, marketing is everywhere, yeah. So the more we collaborate with people, mention people, you know, hashtags and whatnot, it's growing, it's spreading. So word spreads just like that, and also more content should be dropped.
Real.
So we're working on that. We're working on that.
Amazing.
Touché.
and like you spoke about like collaboration. This reminds me of like how I'm sure you've all seen streamers what they're doing right now. Where like they maybe call this other streamer, or this other famous person, and it's like that famous person is bringing with them the followers, almost like followers.
Yeah.
Even the followers of the streamer like coming together. It's like you're almost sharing followers bringing them together.
The pools come together and cross interaction. A few fish on the other side, few fish to the other side.
Mm-hmm. And again, speaking about collaboration, it's also an honor to announce that we featured on a radio station, not a Zambian radio station, a radio station in Ivory Coast. Yeah, so the radio station is called EBFM. Enterprise Beta.
So guys, not only is Yes and Podcast Zambian, but I think we can call it international.
It's becoming international. Like global. We too global.
Like I said.
I thought it was going to take long for us to be featured on the radio station.
Yeah.
It was a
back and forth process, especially with this actual, like the particular radio station.
The language, you know, like language barrier, translating emails, reading emails in the night, responding early in the morning. Wow. With these guys, I feel we've bagged quite a big one.
Yeah. It's the starting point, the great one.
A great starting point for outside the country.
So for the haters.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, of course. Nothing will change.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. For the haters, well, sorry. As mentioned, but like for the fans, you guys know what to do. We love you a lot. You're part of the brand, part of the ideology. Yeah, you're part of us. You're us. Were you? You're us.
We are.
Yeah, we can't relate without you. So if you listen to the bonus episode, I was asking personal questions about us. And today we've got this from our IG pod, the podcast itself, and our Substack. It's more of what we plan to do, what vibe we have, and yeah, what you are. So I think we're going to be interchanging this between us and the podcast. So yeah, let's just get into the first five questions you guys asked. Oh, also, just to mention, you may have heard the background noises which Simba is abusing. Yeah, that's part of the development that's up here. But yeah, we'll save that for later. Podcast listeners, which episode made you go, that's me, like you felt, okay, this is me?
That's worse to answer.
I should think so.
Who's gonna go?
Okay, let me just go first. I think
sure.
The independence episode,
because
for me, I feel it was more of like a background thing.
Yeah,
like coming how I've always seen independence to how I'm seeing it now. I think I was like, okay, yeah, that's me. It also just makes you like proud of your heritage and where you're from, like from Zambia. And yeah, pretty cool.
Correct.
For an episode that made me feel like this is me. So maybe not like this is me in terms of like belonging.
Yeah.
Maybe like this is me in terms of sharing our personal lives, I guess. But like, I'm not sure which episode that was, but it's like one of the most recent ones where I learned a lot about you guys. Like you were like vulnerable on the podcast.
Should have been. I think it was our bonus episode.
Maybe, but I think I really enjoyed that conversation where
it was like quite deep.
Yeah. I think it's one of the bonus episodes. If it's not this one, it should be the one.
The bonus episode.
Yeah, it's one of the two.
I really enjoyed that episode. Like the recording process and learning about you guys.
For me, it was the mental health episode.
With Mayo.
Yes, with Mayo.
I low key didn't like that episode because this lot is evil to me, but still. Yeah.
Yeah, because as humans, just as me, sometimes you seem okay, like everything is pretty well, but there are times where your body just starts to act up, shani. For you, you think you're okay. So it's good to take into consideration what's going on, your thoughts, what you have on your plate, how are you handling things, your anxieties, stress, whatnot, all those stuff. So guys, do what makes you happy. Your mental health matters.
Yeah.
It matters because you might be trying to do something, maybe to help someone, prove something to someone, or, you know, just those kind of things, but it's actually damaging you without your knowledge.
Yeah, yeah.
So be thoughtful, be mindful.
Be you.
Love yourself, be you. Yeah.
Amazing.
How about you?
I think I'll go with what Emmanuel said. Being the bonus episode, the reason I'd say the bonus episode is the distance that we guys had between the last time we met and the time we're recording the bonus episode. I think it was also a very uniting episode when it came to the listeners also tuning in, because it was a period of time before, like after the mini and the bonus episode. So the vulnerability on the bonus episode, I feel even how we expressed our intellect on the bonus episode, how we'd all experienced our lives in the last 9-6 months was quite an amazing thing.
You haven't dropped 9-6 months?
No, like, oh, like the overview was mainly okay, this year, like how we experienced life this year. So
let's get into the next two, like, real quick.
Mm-hmm.
If you would be on an any, what am I saying? If you would be on any episode as a guest, which episode would it have been? So from episode 1 to date, which one do you think you would have been like a guest on?
Zambia's past, present, and future, episode 7. I would be the guest. Okay. Today, tomorrow, and always. That one was,
I think,
an amazing.
I think for me, it would have been, I think, which one would I have been? The one for, the one with Zoana and the one for Two Masks. I can't remember.
Okay,
I can't remember
media.
The exact title. Yeah, social media. Uncovering Two Masks. I think it was along those lines. I think that's the one I would have been on. Yeah.
I would have gone for Unqualified Advice.
Yeah, that one was also good.
Good.
I think I would go for the toxic masculinity and femininity.
Okay.
Why?
Toxic?
Because it's almost as if, it's like a short span of, like, the time is really short from that time we recorded and up to now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've, like, almost like grown in some sense.
That would,
yeah.
That,
and
I think
we've, like,
that would be
had,
like
perfect, almost newer views or perspectives on things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like really hard to, like, you know, where you listen back and, like, I don't think like that anymore.
I think a refined vision of that episode.
Yeah,
really,
like, I would like,
yeah,
to go back and almost,
yeah, yeah,
have,
we'll consider recreating that.
Yeah.
I feel also the fact that the matter on the table was a very huge issue globally, and it was a very emotional episode because it was,
and it was almost
on,
new to us.
Yeah,
like, very new.
And
fair
based
enough
on gender, like your own gender, you have to either defend your gender or find some way to counter and present yourself in along the lines of,
yeah,
the,
fair,
the
fair,
debate.
Fair.
So,
this will also be interesting. What's your favorite Yes and podcast catchphrase? I'm not going to lie. It's the Andy Manu. It's for that, yeah. Oh, for you,
the Andy Manu was
for you people who,
yeah,
haven't been here.
Yeah,
you will hear it later on.
And the funny part is, like, it's like one of those things where, like, I should be offended, but,
yeah,
like, I actually
that's
also
yeah,
like it.
It's the usual, normal.
What was the creative process behind that? I think you don't like your name probably mentioned, like, too many times.
Yes,
so
yeah,
normally,
fair,
when you mention his name, it's like you're getting on his nerves automatically. So putting
also
his name,
just onto spite. Like, I didn't want to classify him as man.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think,
like,
that's mine.
Protocols observed. The lady, the gentleman.
And the man.
And the man.
Yeah, I think that's mine. I don't know what you like.
You know the drill, that part.
You know the
just,
another banger.
Yeah.
Personal favorite.
Another
banger.
Stuff, yeah. Mano.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, from the beginning, Chiliko spoke of personal growth and,
mm-hmm,
like, hobbies, what he's doing right now. I'm sure,
mm-hmm,
also, like, all of us, like, these holiday times,
mm-hmm,
all doing some things on the side, like, trying to improve ourselves.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not sure, maybe we could share what we've been doing on the side, like hobbies, maybe in terms of what we're reading, listening,
mm-hmm,
to.
Okay, I'll go for it. I think I've started getting more into, like, I think because of school,
yeah,
I was, like, detached. Because I'm a music person.
Yeah,
yeah. So I think I detached from, like the general feel of, like,
mm-hmm,
music. So,
yeah,
I've been, like, listening to more albums, listening to podcasts,
mm-hmm,
just trying to get the feel. Like, even just listening to beats, like, just
beats.
Yeah, man, like, it's really comfortable.
So you try to, like,
mm-hmm, like, see what I would say.
Along?
Yeah, like,
okay,
rap along, maybe just, yeah. Yeah. So that's what I've been up to. Like, I've been trying to get more in touch with that creative side. So podcasts I've been listening to,
mm-hmm,
with the Perrys.
Oh, it's also interesting.
Yeah, that one's really interesting. Get the Gist.
I haven't really listened to an actual episode. It's usually,
yeah,
in, like, the reels or shorts where I see them.
I should listen to a few episodes. They're really good. Also, Ken Can we vibe? Can you vibe with us podcast?
I have no idea.
It's I'll send you. But yeah. Then albums, I think listening to Blameless by Jackie Uper, guys, banger. Mm-hmm. Also just listening to Connor Price's album About Time.
It's new?
Yeah, it's like a week. He dropped on Friday,
Yeah.
Also Banner Boy's album, shout out Banner Boy.
His new album?
The I thing guess. Is, he no, the same one. The thing is he dropped it when Justin Bieber dropped, so fair enough. But yeah, that's what I've been up to.
Personally, I haven't shot some photos in a while.
Yeah.
And what I did the moment I came back to Ndola was I spent some time with Emmanuel, we went on a spree.
We need another one though.
When it isn't raining, it's difficult to get like some very good shots, especially the nature, the landscapes aren't as picturesque. I've been doing some photography. Another thing, I attended Africa Must Think event.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Nice. That was an amazing conference.
I remember you sent
us. Yeah, it was an amazing experience. Eye-opening. There was the CEO of Standard Chartered, a few business people prominent in different countries like Nigeria, Kenya, Malawi, coming together and putting you in different perspectives of how business is done, business and entrepreneurship is done in all these countries, and how to be an unconventional person. And that was an amazing experience for me personally.
Nice.
Another thing I've been doing, maybe lastly, podcasting.
For me, I'm getting back on my talent, my skill rather.
Yeah.
In case you all didn't know,
mm-hmm.
fashion designing, I can do that.
I was also patiently waiting to hear what the skill was.
Yes, yeah. I can make your clothing. Yeah.
There's some podcast merch coming up.
Guys, we need outfits actually. I'm just waiting for my appliance, then I'm going to get onto that.
Sometimes
you just have to leave what's in you. Yeah. And then also I've been reading, I've been studying or reading, but I'm planning on getting my license this year. So
wow.
Big ups to you, man. You're actually
doing the most
today. Yeah.
Okay.
Gross.
Okay. But before I even talk about mine, I'm a little curious. Where, like, you talked about the like clothing thing.
Yeah.
So like it's like self taught or
school? No, I'm
screw school.
at school.
You took
HE? Junior secondary took HE.
Yeah.
Senior secondary took fashion and fabrics.
Okay.
So yeah.
All coming together.
Yeah. You just had to.
Yeah.
And as for me, it's like it's almost like I always steal from Simba. But like, yeah, we did the photography at the beginning, like we call it the grand tour.
Yeah.
Then besides that, like
you should have a TV show.
So besides that, like I've been learning a few skills, like the same like audio engineering,
mm-hmm.
using Audition.
Oh, it's quite good. I'm learning quite a lot from him, especially.
Yeah, so like the audio engineering, even the graphic design. I'm sure people you've heard of Adobe Photoshop or
Canva.
I remember there's a time, like back in high school, I'd ask you to make me like covers.
Yeah. But we've become better. So there's like Illustrator, Adobe Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, like something I've been doing is also something related to what I'm studying right now, which is the programming part of it, like learning different languages.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like just tying everything together, and I think it's coming up pretty good.
Amazing.
Yeah. And from that, so like we've had our personal things we're doing, like just to grow ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So how are those personal developments strengthening the podcast? So like, how do you use that hobby or maybe activity to apply it into the podcast? So like Chireko, for example, maybe that name was for your answer, but you mentioned you listen to the podcast. So I'm sure it's like almost improving how you view podcasts and how you present yourself.
I feel I'm listening. The podcast I've been listening, I think it's more. I've learned like how interaction amongst
should be
like with the group. I feel in the first episode or two, I feel I was more like the chatty one. Yeah, like I talk a lot and stuff. And yeah, I feel it's telling me how to like shift the conversation from me to you to him to her to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's also taught me how to be, I think, more expressive, like a certain part of you. I think at the end of the day, just you genuinely, if you're going to do this, there's a bit of you that's going to get exposed. So you genuinely just have to, you have to get with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but amazing.
So yeah, I think that's what it's taught me.
I was just showing my the cast here.
We'll post the short. Picture.
You can see that.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
Cool. We cooked this picture. Yeah. We'll post it. We'll post it.
So, photography and photo editing. The photography mainly being like at which angle I'm going to take the shot. I wasn't even very deliberate about this shot.
Yeah.
But maybe even framing. I just had to make sure there was some framing, there was some composition in this image. And then editing. I've been a fan of some sports editing and also portraits. So when I made this shot, I made sure I cooked. I made sure I tried to cook.
Also, just the people in the picture really look good.
The people look quite good.
Hey, Natasha, don't you think so? I think the people look lovely.
They do.
Too lovely, actually. Flamagas.
Anyway, apart from that, I can also say the podcasting. I've been listening to quite a lot of podcasts. Different genres. Emmanuel introduced me to a storytelling podcast by Lupita Nyong'o.
It's really good.
That's been like the highlight of. It's unlocked a certain creative vision in my mind of how I even envision podcasting and how we tell stories, personal stories especially, and how we relate with our audience. So a huge shout out to that one. Then presentation. I think the best presented podcast I've ever listened to, the drama, the research, the putting you in a picture, putting you somewhere like where you went, and then that was True Spies. True Spies is like
I saw that coming. Podcast.
The best presented podcast. This one is it's,
and the voice, the female voice especially, when she's like narrating.
Yeah, that's where you know I even learned a few tricks like on writing and script writing, how you add drama to a subject, you know, and all those smaller pieces. True Spies, man, I enjoy that one.
Yeah,
but yeah, podcasting. Make sure I listen to as many society and culture. I listen to Zambian podcasts. I do listen to them, yeah. Some business, Christianity, technology, and all that. So, quite a wrap about that.
How my hobby will help the podcast.
Yeah.
Will. Marketing strategy.
I love the dramatic poses.
She's the HR. So, since you're the HR, make sure you check on yourself and you make sure you... you do what you're promising us.
Yeah, because you know sometimes you just be walking, someone will love what you're wearing, and then people just get interested. Like Maz,
really?
What's on your t-shirt?
Oh, Emmanuel is quite well dressed.
Like, I don't know that, but I really want to find out what it is.
Been styling Emmanuel recently.
Good job.
He's been dressing this.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So there's that marketing strategy.
Fair enough.
And you guys will love it.
We can't wait. It sounds scrumptious. For me, I think it would be like the communication part of it, like Chileko said, where you almost give your friends chances to speak.
Yeah.
And I think also how you ask questions, like the certain questions where it's like an open-ended question and the closed-ended question where it's, if asked a question, you can either answer yes or no. But the open-ended one is like, you have to share, you have to say something.
Yeah.
Then also the vulnerability part where... you have to share. We like we don't exactly want to give out a lot, but you have to. It's like inevitable.
It's inevitable
to make a really good podcast.
And the more we relate with our audience, I think the more immersive an experience they can
very much
feel with us.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, back to the sort of questions you lot asked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think these are more quick fire questions.
Okay.
So straight, like, yeah.
Yeah.
If it's funny enough, we had this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
If the cast or the whole crew had to go a week without Wi-Fi, internet, or any social interaction, who would crack first and who would last the longest? So, who would last the longest? Definitely Natasha Kalunga in GTV's. Because she has this habit of like ghosting already. So, it's not anything.
It's not strange.
It's not anything different.
Mm-hmm.
Who would crack first?
I think you.
It's between me and you. No, it's genuinely between me and you.
Maybe that's
it. Yeah, I think you would crack first.
For real?
I think she'd crack first.
Let's just analyze who's got more status updates on a date
between Natasha.
So Natasha would crack.
Natasha would crack first. I think I'd crack after Natasha, and then is it past or present? Just present. So Natasha would crack first.
Mm-hmm.
I'd crack second.
Mm-hmm.
You'd probably crack first. No, you'd crack first. I'd crack second.
Mm-hmm.
Hilda would crack third.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give it to Simba. He's always online. You're not ever online. Then you also have that tendency for. Yeah. So Emmanuel and then Natasha, I think that's my list. Yeah.
I think that applies for everyone.
I think let's try to have different answers on this one.
Okay.
Which host would you trust to give you love advice?
Definitely not the man.
Same.
Okay, why those?
Nah, bro, this is what they're telling me. But they.
Let's see.
I think you spoke about where I don't really want to give a direct answer on what you should do.
Yeah.
It's like.
The man who tries to avoid your responsibility.
Gives you the choice.
Like,
he will give you both sides of the picture, but
it's almost like I'm trying to imagine,
like
put myself in this other person's shoes and try to imagine how they're seeing the situation. Like, it's like, yeah, like that.
Double edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
I'd say Natasha.
I don't know why.
Okay, now I'll be different. I'll take you. Yeah.
I'll take Natasha.
So I think Natasha.
And Natasha, what would you take?
I think she'd be. It help you
yourself.
I'll take myself.
Which mini series episode do you think should be upgraded to a 4-episode? Oh, without a doubt. Relationships
and friendships.
Mm-hmm. And qualified advice.
Mm-hmm.
The mental health one.
Peer pressure
and also building a personal brand. I think those in that order.
For me personally, it would be talent and hobbies and building a personal brand.
Yeah. I know.
Ding, 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 ding.
Let me think about this.
Wow. He doesn't know his own. How would you?
But we're making the gift.
It was me. You were just adding.
I was adding. Okay. Peer pressure as the first one. Friendships and relationships, mental health issues, building a personal brand, feminism and masculinity.
Do you remember all of those?
Long form.
But I remember most of them.
I can't seem to remember the titles.
Okay,
just remember the titles. Just mention it. Okay, remember the words, the people you were with at least.
So it's like from the bottom up, like
just a mini series, whatever, just 2 or 3.
The one for June is what?
Friendships and relationships.
Yeah, that's my number one.
Okay, fair enough. Same.
Then I would say Naomi.
Fair enough. Same. Also.
Maybe Mayolela.
Oh, the mental one. Okay, fair. This one's funny. So, if there was a freestyle battle and there were teams, who do you think would win it? Emmanuel and myself, Simba and Denzel, Natasha and Mika, or Jutiris? and Hilda. Honestly, I think me and Ivan are taking it.
I know he's the stronger. Yeah,
good as well. Ah, wordsmith though. That would be have nothing on me. No offense. I think I'm quick with my words.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think you and Denzel would actually be last.
No, Denzel.
But I think Denzel can cook a bit.
Denzel.
Okay, yeah, Denzel can cook. Yeah. Can. So Denzel would uphold you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But still.
Yeah, same as next big wheat. This one, individual question. If podcast merch dropped tomorrow, which item would you get first?
A hoodie.
A windbreaker.
A windbreaker.
But the t-shirt would also be cool though.
It's basic.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, okay. But a hoodie would be neat.
A hoodie, okay, something.
Something for the
top. A bag. Yes, a podcast bag.
A bag would also be really cool.
Yeah.
Maybe, I guess.
Yeah, a bag would be cool.
Right, so we're going to go on to the lessons we've learned on the podcast. So I have three questions here. I think I can just ask all of them and you can answer them like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what surprised you about creating content? The next one is, what's been the most rewarding thing about creating this podcast?
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, any funny or humbling moments?
Should we...
Especially humbling moments. So the first one, so what you were surprised about?
Mm-hmm.
And the second one, the most rewarding, and the last one, the humbling moment.
Should I answer like at a go or we each answer?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah. Let me start from down up. Humbling moment, I definitely have to think it's getting the feedback from people. It genuinely humbles you to say, okay, I did not see it that way in the moment. Mm-hmm. I understand. Like you said, how I was thinking at the beginning of the year isn't obviously how I'm thinking right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if maybe someone met me today and they go listen to that and hear how I was thinking and then have a conversation with me and they'd be like, okay, yeah. So I think that's for me like the humbling moment.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, what's the most rewarding? I'd have to say it's also like the joy of seeing people actually like your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think that's the joy. Like, yeah, that's the most rewarding, like people engaging with your content, liking your stuff. Also, just I feel I get to know more about you lot every single time.
Very much.
Yeah, every time we meet here. So yeah, I think it strengthens the bond as friends. Like, my mom always just tell me, you don't know someone until you've worked with them or you've stayed with them.
Okay.
Like, that's when you actually truly get to see that, okay, this person's like this. Yeah, I think I used to be a procrastinator. Like, I'll get it. But, like, when you work with people, you're just like,
they keep you in check and accountable.
So, yeah. And what was the first one?
The other one was what you were surprised, like, what surprised you about the content
creation. I did not know that it was this much work.
Same.
I genuinely do not know. Like, you show up, you talk, and you think it ends there, but it doesn't. Like, there's editing, there's hyping it, there's marketing, there's collaborations. It just goes on. Like, it's a even the talking isn't easy. Like, I also, it isn't easy because you're like, should I say this? Should I not say this? How much should I give off? How much should I not give off? How long should I talk for? How long should I not talk for?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think it was like the general shock to say, okay, I now respect content creators. Their job is not easy.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's a whole lifestyle.
It's a life. It's a life on its own.
And it's how it looks so easy when they're doing it.
Yeah. Most of the moment, you open Riverside and you don't find drugs.
I think the funny part is that it's like how you guys had to go tell the other guy to go
to go on, and the other
it was embarrassing.
That was,
those guys are probably the most high profile people we've ever had on the podcast.
Yeah.
It was
it was really embarrassing.
I was glad that was not part of like the whole.
Anywho, Something that surprised me, I think our numbers. Numbers are quite... I enjoyed checking on the numbers. And then you just open and all of a sudden you have 1.8 when you are at 1.5. I don't know. The numbers are quite good. Mm-hmm. What else? Which other question did you have?
So the... You've answered the most rewarding.
Most rewarding EBA FM was hands down the most rewarding thing, because it makes our podcast a finished product. Like from the manufacturing, that's us sitting here, editing, doing all that stuff, and putting it on Spotify. But not only is it on Spotify,
to Apple Music too.
Apple Music too.
And Substack.
And Natasha.
So for me,
no.
Huawei,
it's yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then it goes on radio. Like it's a full chain of production, like
distribution
till it reaches the listener, and it's a humbling moment too.
Nice.
Yeah.
What surprised me? So I joined the crew, like I wasn't there at the very, very start, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this was me finding the podcast
mm-hmm.
is on Apple Music and Spotify already. Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then followers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, the numbers are good. They are really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I'm rewarding. I enjoy spending time with you guys when we're doing this.
Oh,
yeah.
Aww.
It makes me happy.
Aww.
Most humbling is spreading the word. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll end there.
Then for me, the most humbling is like communication between, let's say, potential buyer or such things. Where you contact them and just like not interested,
yeah.
Just like that.
Not interested.
That one was wow.
That was ham. Just like
wow,
bro. Put some effort. Wow.
Not even the regards. What? Just not interested. And we've received like a couple of those. So that's been the most humbling moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
Then rewarding.
Imagine receiving that in person. Like you bring up a full manifesto and like not interested. I don't care.
I'm sure it happens up there.
Mm, right, but you know how high level profile you have to be to say something like that.
Mm.
And you genuinely have to know that I will never need this person again.
You go injury.
But if they're like, you know, you go back.
That's like, yeah.
Then the most rewarding has been, I think, the experience itself, where I've learned a lot of skills. I've
mm-hmm.
learned a lot about you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Natasha mentioned, I've enjoyed the process. It's been awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what surprised me was I just won't go with the same how that underestimation of what's involved.
Mm-hmm.
Like you think like it's really simple, it's just the record
mm-hmm.
post. But it's a whole process, a whole
process
management. So yeah, that's
it's how much I remember BC was the guy who was supposed to be doing this.
It's how the Instagram figures just posting on socials has just been a stress, because you'd be like, no, you're supposed to do it. No, you are supposed to do it. I remember there's a day you called me, like, bruh, we're on a bus going home. And I'm telling you, post. And you're like, no, you post and you get home. And I'm like, you know what, Simba? Sharp. Sharp.
Yeah.
So yeah. Last set of questions. Which episode would you recommend someone listen to if they're listening for the first time?
I think I'll choose one where they get to know us.
So it would be the first episode,
yeah.
Then a strong second episode. What would the strong second episode be?
I think
I don't know. I just want to go back to the bonus. It's like the
bonus. That was also like when you said they should get to know us. I think so the bonus was genuinely
like when you really want to get to know us.
Yeah.
And get
so
into our lives.
I think first episode, bonus episode. Then for I think There's also like, I think the for me, I don't, you guys don't like it, but I think the Would You Rather episode really exposed how we think. So
I think I should release
it. Yeah. So it would be the bonus episode, the first episode, Would You Rather episode, mm-hmm. for vibes. I think masculinity one, and probably the independence one too.
Yeah, that was, yeah, I think, yeah. I would
go one of our most underrated episodes.
Okay. I'd go for episode 3, toxic masculinity and feminism. And I have a very credible reason for it.
Okay.
I feel toxic masculinity and feminism truly defines what this podcast probably is. Because we say, we talk about youth culture, entertainment and lifestyle. And at the moment of recording toxic masculinity and feminism, this was a very big topic. It was everywhere on social media, on it was on TikTok, it was on Instagram, Facebook, different types. There's that TikTok, the one where the women say it's in men's, like in men's shoes.
Oh, Achan. Women in men's shoes. Yeah.
It's been big and widespread. I really enjoyed that one. The process, the making, it was bad. The emotion as well.
Well, for me, the first one, yeah, Get to Know Us, bonus episode, then followed by Making It in Your 20s.
Oh, yeah,
then
that one was also good though.
Yeah, balancing between dream chasing and playing it safe.
Yeah, fair enough. I follow up. Then I genuinely think even this one is a special.
Yeah, it's special. We've cooked.
Yeah, we've cooked. To be modest though.
Yeah.
You've
more answered of the story, yeah. Answer all. Sorry, listen to all. And comment on all.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. If the crew was to swap roles for a day, who would you get to do your job?
Who would you get to do my job?
Yeah, like amongst all of us, who would you get to do your job? And whose job would you want to swap with?
I'll get Emmanuel to do my job. I don't want to do Simba's job.
Honestly speaking, I don't want to do anything.
That's no money to the majority of the time.
Anything somebody does, so what does Johnny want to do? Whose job would I want to do? I think JT's job. On your job, like the script writing or the researching in between that. And who would I get to do my job?
Mm-hmm.
Emmanuel. Because there was a time he genuinely underrated my job, so I get him out to do my job.
I think someone I know would do my job is Simba.
Mm-hmm. No, but like for the fun of it, like you want
for the fun of it
to like yeah,
I see.
fair enough.
Because you always like refuse, like Chaba take out.
Yeah.
So I'll choose Shidelego.
Mm-hmm.
Then whose job I would choose is, I think I would like to get more into script writing or like the storytelling part of it.
I'm glad they swap next week, bro.
No, that's Natasha. So I would like Natasha's job, yeah.
Okay, Simba.
I'd really, really want BC to do my job. I'd say Emmanuel, but Emmanuel is, we're almost interchanging our roles very frequently.
Yeah.
But if BC could do my job, I know that guy has got some real huge potential in him, and he's got the capacity to cook. Mm. If BC sat down intentionally to do what we do, especially on the creative side and all that stuff.
Man, BC is gifted. It's just...
He's gifted. That's just,
I don't know what's wrong. But yeah.
BC is...
Yeah.
One of the kinds.
And whose job would you want to do?
I would want to do Natasha's job.
Notice how they don't want to do my job. They just But yeah, which guest surprised you the most with their story? Whose guest story did you like?
Denzel, hide and seek.
The shock, bro. The shock. Okay, no, but like whose story today quickly? Not like Bopak genuinely is between the peer pressure one and the relationships one. Like John and Kakwesi, yeah.
I'd say work, because the topic was true to who the guy is. Because he's had this thing of
the brand.
He's just got you. Yeah. Thing.
The aura.
Yeah, the aura.
The aura.
So I'd give it to Waku.
You're talking.
John.
Any reasons?
He just spoke, no? Honestly speaking.
So we've had. I'm trying to think of a female.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Naomi is a great mention.
I think Naomi deserves it.
Yeah, Naomi is a great mention. Female, like female first person that comes to head, just now.
Yeah.
Okay, in closing, if you had three emojis to describe your son podcast, what would they be?
Fire.
Fair enough, yeah. Same. The world. Up emoji. Is it great?
World.
Fair enough, that's tough. Global. And the up emoji.
Yeah. Because
it's only going up.
The rising. Yeah.
Yeah.
A rocket.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what? This question is invalid. You can't describe this, man. We're just too good.
Too unique. Good. Who's in that meme? Thing? Indescribable?
What was that?
I have no idea. But yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women,
and
Emmanuel, we've come to the close of the episode. I know it's sad, you know, we've did it, we're doing it, and we'll continue doing it. So yeah, it's been that.
Did it do it doing that then?
Well, wait, we'll get there. But yeah, so you know what to do, guys. Listen, like, subscribe, share, engage, do the most. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell an enemy to tell a friend. So yeah,
and the dog and the neighbor
to tell the uncle, to tell its cousin, to tell its nephew's niece's dog, yeah, to listen. But yeah, I've said bachai a lot. You know what to do. Spotify, Apple Music, Substack, and Play Store. We're out, guys. It's been a lovely episode. With love. We're out.
And
who's in that meme? Like, it's the guy in Parliament. So they tried to describe me. But I'm sure you could.
He said that in Parliament.
Seems like in Parliament. Let me try to remember the same. But I'm too complex. I don't know. You never said before.
No, bro. If you said that, even though the one I was playing right now. And if we do that, we'll be in a deeper shit. Oh, sorry. That's not Parliament.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, African Parliament is so fun. This was a long episode. It's like 1 hour 20 bucks. But it was fun.
Quite
fun. It'd be nice to listen to too.
Yeah.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.